On today's Bill of the Flatus Show, episode 205, roofs, cellos, Tchaikovsky, and a two-day routine. All of this and more. The Flatus Show, starring Kenty and Jose. Welcome to the Flatus Show. A low-calorie carbonated beverage for my diet. I didn't pour it into a glass this week. Hi, kids. I'm your host, Kenty, and filling in for my co-host, Jose, is Millie the Cockatiel. Hi, Millie. How you doing? Want to say hi to the kids? Of course, now she's quiet, right? Right, Mel? Mm-hmm. Right? Anyway, she is filling in for Jose the Poodle, who is in Bloomingdale's. Mm-hmm. He's shopping away this weekend. I found some photos of Jose.
Yes, I did, Millie. I did. Do you remember Jose? Slightly.
And, yeah.
That's right.
So, Jose,
these pictures of Jose, I saw him.
And I remember that picture, like, when it was taken, you know, and it's just like yesterday, and I missed Jose. So I want to thank everybody on Facebook who gave their condolences about Jose, the poodle. And he is shopping at Bloomingdale's, so, you know, someday I'll see him. Probably in the restaurant in the fourth floor, right, Mel? Mm-hmm. Or probably the eighth floor, because New York, they have such tall buildings in New York. Definitely, definitely tall buildings in New York. So, kids, what's going on? Last week I didn't have a show, but if you noticed, I had some wonderful cello music for you to listen to, and I posted a few videos, and how'd you like that? I have...
Right, Millie.
I have a few... videos to post. I want to post some videos. And that's that. So this week is all about roofs. Let me talk about roofs. I mean, this is the only section I want to talk about roofs. But I have a couple things I want to talk about. Does anybody know about putting on a new roof? Basically, I want to know some things about it so I know what to prepare for. Like, how long does it take to put on a new roof? That was good. That was a good one. Oh, my stars. I think I ought to drink my low-calorie carbonated beverage out of the can instead of pouring it into the glass, even though pouring it into the glass does sound better from an audio standpoint. The burp is better from out of the can. I think this is more carbonation.
Right, Mel.
Anyway, she wants to know about the roofing, too. We have to put a new... We're thinking about where we want to put our new roof, and we've gotten some quotes. But I just want to know, like, how it works, how long it generally takes, you know, that sort of thing. And if you have any ideas about what kind of roofing you have, like, what's the best roof? Because I did a Wikipedia search, and I was amazed at all of the different types of roofs that are available. The one roof which I love, and I'd love to live in a house with it, is a thatched roof. And it's actually a living roof. The roof is made of grass, it grows on the roof and absorbs the water that rains, and it keeps it dry at the same time. So it's like a green roof. And I think that is just wonderful. I would do that if I had a house. You know, I was thinking about that. Like, how would I build a house? What, Melly? Huh? 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 Yeah, poor little Melster. So I was thinking about that. What would I do?
What, Mel? What?
So, Melly, you know, as this week you're awful talkative.
Let me talk, and then you can talk occasionally, okay? How's that? You want to come out? Okay. Hold on, Millie wants to come out of her cage. Okay, you stay on the cage. And no pooping on the floor. Okay, her new thing is, right? She comes out of the cage, and then she poops. Don't you poop. Don't you poop. I mean, how many other co-hosts do you have to tell that to? I mean, Randy doesn't have to tell Andy not to poop. Ooh. Come, wait, don't fly around, honey. Come here. Oh, Jesus Christ on a cross. Come here, honey. This is not really the place you want to be flying around, and it's too enclosed. Okay, I'm letting you out. You can just sit there and behave, okay? I want to fly. She sees the windows and stuff. She's looking around. Where the hell am I? This doesn't look like... I mean, wouldn't it be weird to be a bird? You have two eyes on the side of your head. You can see on each side of you. I mean, can you imagine? She's looking at me. Hi. So anyway, roofs. We need a new roof. So I'd like any kind of input about that. We're going to, we have some stuff down. We're going to get some, we have some two quotes. I think we're going to get two more quotes. And I saw a website where you can get quotes from. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to call one of those guys. Another thing is, okay, next thing. I always talk about a change in the show, but you know, last week I didn't do the show. I mean, as you heard, I played the cello. Made a little cello song for you. It's actually longer. Maybe I'll tack it on. Or maybe not. But anyway, I didn't really want to do the show last week. I was like, fuck this. I have so much other shit I need to do. You know? And, you know, things are changing for me. I'm not pod fading, okay? So get that out of your... Yeah, get that out of your small mind if that's what you're thinking. What I'm thinking of doing is maybe doing this twice a month. Or maybe I'll do it once a week again. You know, maybe I'm just going to take some time off, you know. Take off a week here or there. Whatever I need to do to do what I need to do. No pooping. No pooping. She's looking around. Now you can be, why don't you be, no, you stay right on your cage. She wants to be higher. You stay right there on your cage. She's coming down. She's sliding down. Oh, she flew right over to me. You want to say hi to the folks? Voot, voot, voot. Hi, kids. I just want to add this. Is, you know, Johnny is renting a cello. And he wants to learn how to play cello because he is he's rewarding himself for something. He can talk about it. But I don't know if he's talked about the cello or not. And he has a book, the Suzuki book, and he's going to find a teacher because apparently that's what the teacher wants. I mean, he already knows the teacher, and the teacher said get the Suzuki book, so he got it. And I didn't really look at it, but you know, to me it didn't really seem like... It didn't make sense to me because I guess you really need a teacher. So I bought a cello book, book one, and it starts with the open strings and it starts with the different positions. So I'm going to learn how to play the cello too. I'm going to use this book. So isn't that interesting? I like it. So... So that's it. I'm going to try to learn how to play cello. The cello. Okay. Voot, voot, voot. Hi. Say hi. Say hi. Say hi. As you go to kiss her, she moves away. Come on, say hi. Of course, now she's quiet. You know, she was like, you know, all over the place.
talking and talking and talking. She's just screaming to get out. She's like, climbing all over me. So I don't know. I'm bitching and moaning, aren't I? This is not a show about bitching and moaning. Okay? It's about life and interaction and stuff. So anyway, I did two new Uke songs this week. And are you going to poop on me? And one is Tchaikovsky's None But the Lonely Heart, Auf Englisch. And the other one is from a Donizetti opera, Lucrezia Borgia, an aria, which is also Auf Englisch. So I love doing that. It takes a little more time to prepare these things because they're more difficult. Not because they're classical, and I'm using air quotes, but because they're just a little slightly more difficult melodically. Not Donizetti really wasn't so much. But Tchaikovsky was.
But very interesting and very satisfying.
Oh, fook. You know, I had... What are you doing, Mel? I had gotten some tea. I should go get that out of the microwave. I'm going to pause and get my tea, because I really want some tea. How down? Okay, I'm back. I got my tea. I knew that was coming. Oh, yeah. Got my tea. Pardon me. So anyway, last week, you know, I had off from the Fleta show. I also took off a week of bodybuilding from exercise because you're supposed to do that every 8 to 10 weeks. And I looked at my notebook where I keep all of my track all my exercises, and I had been exercising straight through. I mean, lifting heavy, you know, for 13 weeks. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to rest. And so I'm going to do that. So that's what I did. Tomorrow I go back to the gym with a whole new routine. Instead of working out lifting 3 days a week, what I'm going to do is lift Monday and Friday. And then on Wednesday, I'm going to do cardio because I do want to lower my body fat. I mean, I look okay, but I just want to look a little trimmer around the waist. And I also want to keep the muscle. So that's what I'm going to do. And let me tell you is that if you're trying to shape your physique, gain muscle, and look really good, it's hard to do. It's not easy. Let me tell you that right now. I can also tell you that if you put your mind to it, you know, your things will change. Okay, so even though it's hard, it's satisfying when you actually get there. There's a guy at the gym, and I'd love to interview him for the Fleta show. He was 500 pounds, and he lost, 300 pounds in a year. And he said he just got tired, and he went to the gym. He joined the gym, and the first day he went to the gym, he couldn't even make it up the stairs. He made it to the top of the stairs, and he was so damn tired from that. That was the workout. And the next day he walked up the stairs and he got to the treadmill and he did 2 minutes. And then he was just too tired and he had to stop. And he just did that, and he increased it day after day until he got up to, you know, doing, you know, an hour a day. And he did this every day of the week. He said, you know what? I'm tired. I'm changing. He didn't even change the way he was eating at that point. He said, I'm just going to, you know, exercise. So he started with that. First step, and then he started changing his diet, and in about a year or so, he says a year, I think he said, he lost 300 pounds, and now he started lifting weights and stuff. He looks really good. I mean, I didn't know, I would have never guessed he had been 500 pounds, and so, you know, most people are not 500 pounds, right? So imagine what, you know, if you want to lose some weight, you want to lose 50 pounds, you can certainly do it. Come on. You can certainly do it. 50 pounds is nothing. I mean, you could do that in a few months, but you have to want to do it, and you have to get into a program. You have to get into a program. You have to. No, I mean, you have to make a plan. You have to say, okay, I want to do cardio every day of the week. I want to change my diet. You know? You can do it if you want. I mean, if you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. You know, whatever. Whatever, Mary. But I'm talking about people who do want to do it, is that it can, it's not, I know it's hard, and you're not necessarily going to see, the point is once you get into it, you have to do it for the rest of your life. It's not something like, I'm going to lose the weight, look good, and then go back to my old ways. Carney Wilson, anyone? I mean, she got her stomach stapled, and she looked really good. And I thought, hey, you know, I read an interview with her. She sounds like she's going to keep it off, and she knows what she needs to do. I just saw a picture of her the other day. She has some reality TV show. She's back to whatever she was. I mean, fat Carney. I don't know how she got there. I mean, people can say it's glands or whatever. It's food and exercise. It has to do with food and exercise. And it's not, I'm not making any kind of moral judgment on people who are overweight. I'm just saying that it's controllable. The problem is that in our society, we don't know when to say no, you know, and then it gets to be, then it's too late, you know, it's all sort of like fine up to a certain point. Then you realize, hey, you know, I'm pre-diabetic. Hey, you know, my heart hurts me, you know, whatever. Then it's no fun and games, right? High blood pressure, diabetes, whatever. Heart disease. And it's, what kind of life is that? You know, living on an oxygen tent for the rest of your life or whatever. You know, with an oxygen thing up your nose, like those TV commercials. So the point is that you can lose the weight and gain muscle, you know. Just think of it this way. You want to lose the fat, not the weight. I mean, if you want to be 500 pounds and, well, actually, you don't want to be 500 pounds of muscle because that would be really muscle-bound. But you know what I'm saying. You can weigh heavy. You can be, you know, 200 pounds, right, or whatever. But if it's muscle, that's good. If it's fat, well, you know, that's not going to look so hot. Unless you're into that. You know, I'm not going to make any moral judgment. I mean, if that's your fetish, you know, whatever. Go Crisco Kid. So, yeah. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm changing my routine. Right, Mally? Mm-hmm. Notice how she's remarkably quiet that I left her out of the cage. Is that what you're screaming? Is that what bird means? Let me out. Let me out. Let me out. I want to be with you. Let me out. Are you going to poop on me? She's puffing up. That's like a sign. What are you doing there? What are you doing? Don't open up your cloaca. Come on. Put you in your cage. She thinks she's so innocent. She's like, I'm not going to poop. And she opens right up and she poops. Don't even fly up there. Just stay right there in your cage. Mal, you stay right there in your cage. I love watching her. No. Come here. Hey, Melly. Melly. Come here. Come here. She's trying to, like, get down. She's like, no, Mel. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come on. Good bird. She flew right to me. It's the first time she did that. You listened, good girl. You listened, you good girl. That's right. Yes, you are a good girl. Yes, you are. Yes, you are a good girl. So, anyway, that's what... This show probably sucks this week, but I don't care. I finished... Anyway, I am interested in learning about what you know about roofing. So, you know, just spill your guts and let me know. What you think. And especially if you live in a cold climate, what's it like getting a new roof during the cold spells, cold weather? Okay? Let's talk to you, Flatus. Boy! On with the show. Lash! That's Brenda Starr, you hear, finishing up her scoop just for you. Brenda Starr! Hi, kids. It's another Brenda Starr update. How you doing? Just getting some peanut butter off of my... off of my gums. So it's let's see, we have 2 weeks worth of Brenda Starr. Brenda was spying on Caressa's home. That's Karina's mother. Her name's Caressa. And she saw that Caressa and Ganesh are in cahoots. So up behind Brenda comes Salmon. And he says, "Hey, Brenda, why didn't you invite me to your party?" So little Karina leaves Caressa and Ganesh. And she sees what happens, and she throws a rock and hits Salmon on the head. At this point, Taj and Raj are coming on a horse to the house, and Karina leads Brenda and the unconscious Salmon to a shed on the property. And so that's where they're at. That's the first week. And then... Hold on, there's more. Sorry. And then Taj and Raj arrive at Caressa's house. And Caressa says, "Taj and Raj, what are you doing here?" And one of them says, I don't know if it's Taj or Raj, they're twins, says, "Well, well, the dead walk." And the other one says, "And talks." So Brenda is hiding in a shed with an unconscious Salmon, which she ties up. And Caressa is in the house with Taj and Raj and Ganesh. Now, Ganesh looks angry. He's puffing on a cigarette. So there's something going on with that. But they're all in cahoots with each other. You know, there's something bad going on. And Caressa wants Brenda Starr to be eliminated. Okay, that's week one. Now for week two. Ganesh goes outside and says, "Karina, where are you?" And he's walking around. He's walking towards the shed. Brent's like, "Go out there. And not a word about me or the hostage." So little Karina goes out. She has a face like butter wouldn't melt on her tongue. And she's like, "Oh, Ganesh, you're so handsome. You like my mother, don't you? You're having an affair. You're not having an affair with her, so that's a different panel. Oh, it was stuffy inside, so I came outside, and you're so handsome." So she's conning him. So they leave. They go back in the house, and Salmon wakes up, and he's bound. So Caressa's talking to Taj and Raj, and she says, you know, Taj and Raj ask Caressa, "So you're hooked up with Ganesh there?" And she says, "No, I'm not involved with Ganesh. In fact, I'd like to dispense with him." So Taj and Raj are like, "What do you mean dispense of? They must be really stupid." Caressa is so evil. So little Karina and Ganesh arrive back in the house. And Caressa says, "Oh, look, the bad seed returns." And, you know, you think it's Karina she's talking about, but Ganesh says, "Don't worry, Karina, she means me." So she says, "Well, where were you, dear?" "And I was feeding the elephants, Mama." And then Caressa says, "I have a great idea. Let's go on a hunting party. We're going tiger hunting." And little Karina says, "But Mama, isn't hunting tigers illegal?" And Karina's mother says, "Someday you'll know that illicit is the best aphrodisiac." So Brenda has left the shed, and she's following them. When she's wearing horrible shoes, she says, "I'm always wearing wrong shoes in these adventures." So she's following them, and Karina says, "Oh, look." No, Caressa says something about a tiger, and then you see Caressa pointing the rifle, and Karina saying, "No, Mama, no." And down goes Ganesh. She shot Ganesh in the back, it looks like. And Taj and Raj are like, "Was that a shot?" right there. How stupid are they? Didn't they see Ganesh? I mean, there's only 5 of them, and only 4 elephants. I mean, This is ridiculous. Okay, so anyway, so Caressa has apparently gotten rid of Ganesh. Will she find Brenda Starr? Will she shoot her? What about Salmon? Now that he's awake, does he like it? You know, in an S&M sort of way? Maybe he likes being tied up. And what about Brenda Starr? Will she ever wear sensible shoes? We'll find out the answers to these questions and more next week. Hello?
Hi, Kenty. This is Johnny from the Dark Forest and also from the seat next to you in the car. And I'm calling to say that I like the sweetbread segment. The last time I had sweetbreads was in a Boston restaurant called Brasserie Joe. And they were served, I think they were pan-fried, and they were served sautéed and looked with a little bit of oil or butter, maybe, and garlic. And they also had little pieces of bread, or like croutons, that were sautéed with them. That probably takes the place of toast points. So, yeah, sweetbreads, I love them. Okay, later.
Bye, talk to you later. Heaven's boundless arch I see spread out above me. Oh, what a distance drear to one who loves me. None but the lonely heart can know my sadness, alone and parted, far from joy and gladness. Alone and parted, far from joy and gladness. My senses fail, a burning fire devours me. None but the lonely heart can know my sadness.
Hey, Kenty, it's Tim. I just wanted to call and say that, you know, I really love your politics. It's all like a big bloody blood blister just waiting to pop. You don't want this shit. What's this shit? I love it. Anyway, down with politics. And I also loved your mid-show song. It was really beautiful and really well done. Good job. As far as those recipes go, I want to say I think that the gruel soup is fake. At least I hope it is. I can totally see lemon sardines and I can totally see spinach brownies. But, gruel soup? Yeah, that sounded really disgusting. Use mayonnaise to moisten. Have a great weekend. Bye.
It's breaking news in Lanesville where we're going to find... How many chickens are there?
Eight.
Eight chickens in Lanesville. Dylan is taking us up to see the chickens, and we're going to use our senses to verify. Oh my God, there's netting. This is small. Oh my God. Look at them.
They're all sleeping.
Hi. Oh, I want to go to the other side. Can we pick it up? Pick one up?
Yeah, you just have to walk.
Here, let me go over there.
You can stay here.
Yeah,
they,
Hi!
Jackie says the white ones are shut. I try, they don't like to.
Hi! Come here!
My favorite one is the
chickens.
One with the mohawk.
This one?
Yeah. Does that one have a name?
Humphrey.
Hi!
So what are all their names?
That one was Moxie, that one's Lexi, that's Ted, that's Ivana. I don't know that one's name.
They want to see me.
Is the one Edna?
Edna is this, that's Edna.
Edna? How do you know they both look like Edna?
That one has a black dot on its head.
Edna has a black dot in her head.
Edna doesn't. Marty has
a black dot. Marty does. Hi! Come here.
They look about the same size as they did the other day.
They're getting a lot more feathers.
Let's say hi. Edna? Edna, come to me, Edna.
There's one that Kathy
said. Look at that one, has green eyes.
Likes to sit on your hand. It's the kind of like the sort of dun-colored one. Closest to you.
Right when they're right there?
Yeah. I think.
I don't know if she does. They all like jump off my fingers. Breaking news. 8 chickens.
And they'll each lay an egg a day, right?
Yep. Eventually.
How long, will they be big?
They'll be like just a normal chicken.
A chicken. Come here, honey. Come here.
You can make boneless breasts of chicken out of them.
Hi. They're so cute. They're all clumped up. They're afraid. You don't have to be afraid of me.
I think chickens are pretty dumb, aren't they? Sort of.
Yeah.
Chicken. Roast chicken. So, do you like chicken cordon bleu? Do you want to be on the podcast? Which one's your favorite chicken?
The one being squashed in the back.
That one's brave. Hi. Hi.
You know, they kind of have beaks like vultures.
Yeah.
Their beaks are kind of vulture-like.
Live animals? What's that box up there?
That's what they came in.
Yeah.
All of them?
They were much smaller, though. They were like that.
Really?
Yeah.
They're big now. They're big. Chicken. Hey, Salmonella Factory.
Yeah, you have to wash your hands with this stuff.
Hi, Salmonella.
Come on. Yeah, they should have named one Sal and another one Monella.
Hi, Salmonella. How you doing, Salmonella? Which one's this?
Moxie.
Hi, Moxie.
Hi,
Moxie.
Not too long from now.
How you doing?
There's one wall left that needs to be sheetrocked.
How you doing? Moxie.
I bet you'd be glad.
Yeah.
Moxie.
Oh, don't be scared.
Like Moxie this. Likes sitting on my hand.
Ow, that one.
Moxie. Hi,
like
Moxie.
You don't mean you.
Hi, Moxie. What's a Mox?
I don't know what that one's name is.
Sal.
Come here. Hey. Ow. You okay?
Yeah, sorry, what's the
Come on. Hi. Come on. How you doing? Hi.
Ted, come on.
This one here is the bravest one.
Hi.
I think this one's going to be the leader, because he's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to the other ones.
Hi, leader. Oh, wow. Look at that. Honey. You stinky chickens. You stinky chickens. They come. Oh, that one just pooped.
This one keeps putting one foot on me.
Yeah.
On. You're not soft and furry anymore.
Look at you!
Look at you!
We're gonna be ripping eggs from your cloaca. Yes, we are. We're gonna eat your unborn children. unborn children. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Now, this one here, look at this one here. This is the only one. This is the only one. Only one. Look, he's brave. Look at you. Look how high up you are. Look how high up you are. See? Hi.
Come on.
Want to go up, Joe? Hmm? God. Hi. Hi. Look at you.
It's Ivana.
Hi, Ivana. Hi. Look at you.
Look at... I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna jump.
I'm gonna jump. I'm gonna jump. I'm gonna jump. Hi. Ivana. So here we... Okay, kids, we're going to let you go. This is live from Lanesville. I'm going to turn this off.
It is better to laugh than be sighing when we think how life's moments are flying. For each sorrow fate ever is bringing, there's a pleasure in store for us springing. Though our joys like the waves in the sunshine gleam a while, then are lost to the sight. Yet for each sparkling ray that so passes away, comes another as brilliant as light. Then 'tis better to laugh than be sighing. They are wise who resolve to be gay. In the world we some beings discover, far too frigid for friend or for lover. Souls unblessed and forever repining, though good fortune around them be shining. It were well if such hearts we could banish to some planet far distant from ours. There the dark spots we trace on the Earth's favored space. They are weeds that choke up the fair flowers. Then 'tis better to laugh than be sighing. They are wise who resolve to be gay.
Hey, Kenty, it's Tim. You know, the Flaty Show is full of colorful phrases and words that stick out in one's mind well after the show is over, which is why I love it so much. But on this particular show, I think there were two phrases that stuck out in my mind, and they can either be considered the best or the worst, just depending on your point of view. This one was the best phrase of your latest show.
All in such a wood. Walnut, one of my favorite woods. I get a pleasure in just holding it in my hands and feeling the wood. I bet you do, Henrietta.
You cheeky flatist. And this one, depending on your point of view, is either the best or the worst, but either way, it made me laugh.
Pussy's being pushed in my face.
Anyway, love the show as always. Can't wait for the next one. You have a great week, and I will talk at you later. Bye.
Douglas Brothers Apple Pectin and Pea Powder Soap, made with all natural and organic ingredients. Using apples and peas from Washington State, Douglas Brothers blends a soap formula that gently cleanses your skin while adding tone. This formula has been cleansing and rejuvenating hands and faces since 1923.
Hello there. This is the family doctor.
With that big ham of yours. You ought to know better than to do me like that. Gosh, Friday, what if I had a weak heart or something?
Oh, you ain't got a weak heart, Doc. No, sir. Yours is the strongest, biggest, and warmest heart in Cedarton.
Huh? Me?
Yes, sir.
Well, what are you talking about? Say, listen, Bill, just because you're chief of police here, don't you think you can go around slapping people on the back and scaring them half to death, besides insulting their physical condition?
Yeah, I get you, Doc. Well, going in the doctoring business must be kind of slow right now.
What do you mean?
Well, you was standing out here in front of Rankin's Hardware, just staring into the front window. What you looking at so hard, Doc?
Well, I was just looking at that spade there, thinking it was about time to dig up the old bulbs and separate them for next season.
By golly, I think you're right, Doc. Yeah, it won't be long now. Gosh, how the time do fidget, as the man says.
What man?
Oh, well, how do I know what man? Say, that is a powerful, good-looking spade, ain't it? Looks like it could stand a heap of wear and tear. Yep. And I'll have to be seeing Jess about one of them pretty soon.
Well, Doc,
here's things as slow in your line as they is in mine. Why, we ain't had a particle of excitement for nigh on to a month now.
Well, that speaks pretty well for the folks of Cedarton.
Yeah, but do. It sure do. You been keeping busy, Doc?
Say, now, you listen to me, Chief Benson. You've been standing here for 5 minutes trying to pump me about my practice. What's the idea?
Oh, it's just being a good copper to keep your eyes, ears, and nose open, Doc. You know, never can tell when you'll pick up a clue. Yep, I...
Yeah, I see the heart burning.
Stop yawning or talking or something.
Yeah, I just said I ain't seen the light of burning in your office of late.
No.
Ain't been so active of recent, huh?
All right, I'll tell you. No, I haven't been busy. I haven't had a patient for 3 days. I don't have any outstanding accounts payable, and I don't expect to have a patient for a long time. Maybe 10 years.
Mm. Oh, say, look, Doc.
What? What do you see?
That young fellow over there across the street.
Yeah? Well, what about him?
He looks a heap suspicious to me.
What? Oh, Bill Benson, you're talking through your hat.
Well, I don't know now. I've been watching him for a couple of days. He don't do nothing except walk around the streets all day long. And I ain't been able to find him at nights at all.
That must have made you mad.
Yeah. What? No. Didn't do nothing of the kind. I'm just looking out for the safety of the citizens of this city. I aim to keep the peace, Cedarton. And one sure way to do it is to keep my eye on all suspicious characters.
Well, now, I can't say that I see anything particularly suspicious about a young man walking around the streets, even if he is a stranger to town.
I'm going to find out anyhow. Hey, there!
Well, you don't want to do that.
Quiet, Doc. I'll handle this. Hey, you young fella.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Come on over here.
Yes, sir.
I'll find out about him soon enough.
Did you call me, sir?
Yes, I did.
Yes, sir.
Where are you from, young fella?
From back east.
Where back east?
Oh, mostly New York State.
What's your name?
Chick Harper.
Chick? What do you mean, Chick?
Well, my real name is Charles, but they've always called me Chick.
They? Who are they?
Well, I don't know. Everybody. All my friends.
Bill, what are you trying to do?
Oh, wait a minute, Doctor. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom of what? Have I done anything I shouldn't?
I don't know, young fella. That's what I'm going to find out. What are you doing in Cedarton?
Well, I'm going to get a job.
Job? Where do you expect you'll find a job in Cedarton? All the jobs are taken.
A friend of mine's going to get me one.
Friend? What friend?
Johnny Kemp.
Oh, I see. Johnny Kemp. Ain't he the young fella that was acquitted of bank robbery a while back?
Bill,
hold your horses, Doc. Hold your horses. Well, young fella, Chick Harper, you call yourself. Just let me tell you this. We're peace-loving folks here in Cedarton, and we don't stand no monkey business. That's why I'm chief of police.
Yes, sir.
Anybody that wants to come here and make his home is perfectly welcome.
Yes, sir.
But let the fella that wants trouble come to our town, and, well, he'll get it. We've got ways of taking care of him. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's all, young fella. You can go your way.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Doc?
I'd say, Chief of Police Benson, that as a committee of one, you certainly made that boy welcome to Cedar.
That's all right now. We won't have any misapprehensions about what's expected of him if he expects to live here.
No, I guess he won't.
Now, let me see. What was we talking about?
Talking? Well, I don't know that I...
Oh, I recollect now. We was discussing the general health of the townsfolk.
Oh, yes, so we were.
And I said that I ain't seen that you've been none too busy of late.
Yeah.
And you said that...
That the folks in Cedarton are all perfectly healthy, and I'm glad of it.
Yeah, so you was, Doc, so you was. But that ain't it at all.
Huh? What do you mean?
I mean that you're just too good a sawbones, that's all. It's you that keeps them healthy.
Oh, fiddle.
Fiddle nothing, it's true. Why... Listen, do you know what you should ought to do? You should ought to go around and give them all a dose of something or other to make them sick once in a while, just to keep busy.
Well, Bill, I won't have to worry about you coming around to see me pretty soon.
Yeah. Huh? Me? What darnation you mean? What are you talking about?
How much do you weigh, Bill?
Me? Oh, I don't know, about 195, I reckon.
Oh, gone.
Well, I do.
Yeah, all of that, and a good heap more.
What?
Why, if you don't weigh at least 225 pounds, I'll be a cast-off corn cob.
Well, what if I do? What if I weigh 325 pounds? What about it?
What about it?
Listen, Doc, what are you trying to tell me? I know you. When you laugh like that, you got something on your mind.
Well, Bill... I'll tell you. I don't want to scare you.
Go ahead, Doc.
Did you ever hear of Fatty Hart?
Fatty Hart? Good gosh, Doc, no.
Don't laugh. It's very serious.
Oh, serious, huh? Mm. Fatty Hart, well, what does it mean, Doc?
It means that men of your age and your weight are often afflicted with the disease of the heart, which comes from the subcardiac region being surrounded with portions of fat, which eventually induce a slowing down of the heart action, and finally, well, death. Yep. That often happens. Say, Bill, you haven't noticed yourself breathing heavily lately, have you?
Well, yes, I have, Doc.
And have you noticed yourself finding it more difficult to get up from the dinner table?
Well, yes, I have, to tell the truth.
What
is it, Dr. Adams? Am I a sick man?
I'm afraid you might be. If you aren't now, Bill, you might be soon.
Oh, my...
Just watch those symptoms. And if you note any aggravation of them, well, you'd better give me a call, Bill. Yeah, better give me a call.
Yeah, well, Doc, I think I'd best be getting back to the station house, or maybe I'll go on home. Don't look as though there'd be nothing doing in town today.
No, it doesn't, Bill.
No, well, so long, Doc.
So long, Bill. And don't forget, if you notice any of those symptoms, don't forget to call me.
And this is all we have of this episode. What actually happened? Did the chief have fatty brain or fatty heart or whatever? And why is that doctor so evil? Well, we'll never find out because I don't know how to find the rest of this program. But that's it. Boy. Autumn Song by Dante Gabriel Rossetti. Know'st thou not at the fall of the leaf how the heart feels a languid grief laid on it for a covering, and how sleep comes a goodly thing in autumn at the fall of the leaf? And how the swift beat of the brain falters because it is in vain in autumn at the fall of the leaf, knowest thou not? And how the chief of joys seems not to suffer pain? Knowest thou not at the fall of the leaf how the soul feels like a dried sheaf bound up at length for harvesting, and how death seems a comely thing in autumn at the fall of the leaf?
You've been listening to The Flatus Show. You can reach me at flatusshow@gmail.com or come by and visit my website at theflatusshow.com. Thank you for listening.
Heaven's boundless arch I see spread out above me. Oh, what a distance drear to one who loves me. None but the lonely heart can know my sadness. Alone and parted far from joy and gladness. Alone and parted far from joy and gladness. My senses fail.
Thank you, Mr. Tuppence, for playing that.
Maybe we should get to know each other better.